Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
John Astronomy, the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly. Here's your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, it's John Astronomy. Welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. It's great to be back. On the other mic, we've got
Mark Striegel checking in from my home, and John is at his home. This is the first time we've ever done this type of thing. John's sitting in his apartment. I'm sitting in the basement of my house. And, you know, we're not in the same room doing host wraps together. I guess maybe we did. Once we did, I think, an Ian Gillan interview where I was on the phone in L.A. and you were on the phone in New York and Ian was who knows where. But this is the first time we've done what we call host wraps in our own separate locations.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is really cool, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We're having a great time, and the fact that we figured out how to do this means that we'll be able to bring you a lot more Talking Metal content, because both Mark and I have such crazy schedules nowadays that sometimes it's a little tough to always get together. So we're still, of course, going to do the podcast where we do them in person. We're going to go out and interview bands and all that kind of stuff, but we thought it'd be cool if we can throw in some additional podcasts where we're doing it from two separate locations.
Yeah, and we want it to sound good, too. So this is kind of an experiment. We're going to actually see how this sounds, how we think it sounds. Right. I've heard some other podcasts where you got, you know, five different people in five different locations using Skype and a bunch of horrible-sounding microphones, and it just really can diminish the show. So if this episode ends up sounding poor, or, you know, we just aren't happy with it, we're not going to continue to do this. We'll figure out a way to make it sound better. You know, we do want to continue to bring you the best quality stuff that we can. And, you know, so it's partly an experiment today. So thanks for experimenting with us here on Talking Metal, episode 340. Wow, 340
episodes. 340 episodes. And between 5 and 6 years, it's amazing that we've been going this long and strong. And, you know, we owe it all to all of you listeners, without a doubt. And also special thanks to all the great artists that appeared on Talking Metal through the years.
Yeah, we've had some great ones. We've had some great ones for sure. I want to crack open my Diet Coke here.
And, yeah, I'm drinking vitamin water. I don't know if this is our age showing, but, you know, we used to get together and do the toast. We can still do toast, but right now it will be with a little healthier stuff, you know?
Yeah, plus it's 11 a.m. in the morning on a Monday.
Right, exactly.
All right, Talking Metal toast to all you guys. Thanks for joining us. The best way to support Talking Metal is to buy that T-shirt. Go to the Talking Metal store section on TalkingMetal.com. Purchase a T-shirt. I am proud to say we've finally broken even on our T-shirts. We invested some money with a guy designing the logo. And well, John actually kind of designed the logo, but we designing the actual T-shirts. A guy worked with me on those and John. And we put some money into it, and we finally broken even. So anything you guys, any T-shirt you guys buy from us now is money in our pockets. So please support Talking Metal by going to TalkingMetal.com, click on that store section, and buy a T-shirt. And wear it around. Let people know what Talking Metal is. And if you ever run into these artists, these rockers, these rock stars that you've heard on Talking Metal, be sure to tell them too. Hey, I enjoyed your interview on the Talking Metal podcast. That always helps us out too.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, you know, all this money that we're going to get, whatever we get, you know, obviously we're probably going to just throw it right back into Talking Metal, which will mean more cool content for you guys. And, you know, we do this for free. So thanks a lot for all your support. And those shirts are actually really, really cool. So if you haven't taken a look at them, take just, you know, 2 minutes to go over to talkingmetal.com, click on that store section, and it's real easy to buy too. It's a professional company we're hooked up with who, you know, you can order online. It's all secure. It's all cool.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Gary Moore, a Gibson artist, I know.
Yeah.
A great signature model, Les Paul, passed away recently, and I don't think we've mentioned it yet on the show. I always was just blown away by Gary Moore's tone and style and class. The guy was a real classy player. Not only in the notes that he chose to play, but just in the way he presented himself and always really stayed true to, you know, bluesy rock sound. And, you know, from playing straight blues to hard rock, he was the master, and he is going to be missed, definitely. Much too young to die, and just kind of bummed out about it. Of course, he played with many different artists, possibly most known, I guess, for, I guess, Thin Lizzy, right?
Yeah, yeah. And he, there was something that I found interesting. He was in a group called Skid Row, but it wasn't the American Skid Row, and that was another band that he had played with. And it's just such a huge loss for the music industry, particularly for guitar players. I had been a fan of Gary Moore since basically high school because a friend of mine named Mike Corsi, who was a great guitar player, introduced me to his music, and it's just such a you know, unexpected thing. Everybody at Gibson was very sad about this, and you know, we truly lost one of the greats, and like you said, one of the classier players in rock and roll.
Yeah, definitely. And I heard on 1010 Winds, which is an AM news station here in New York City, they had a little news brief about his death, and they were playing The Boys Are Back in Town behind him, or behind the announcer, as he was talking about Gary Moore passing. And Gary Moore didn't even play on that song, so I thought that was kind of, at least not on the studio version of that song, so I thought that was kind of strange that they were doing that.
Yeah, it sounds like they didn't really do their research 100%, and, you know, 1010 Winds is probably a good news type station, but they don't have you know, any true metalheads or just rock and roll fans and, you know, historians working at their company. Hopefully, you know, who knows?
Well, let's do this. Let's play some Thin Lizzy right now. This is actually a song that Gary Moore is definitely playing on, and he is one of the songwriters of it too. This is called Toughest Street in Town. Gary Moore and Thin Lizzy.
This is
was Toughest Street in Town by the late, great Gary Moore and Thin Lizzy.
Yeah. Actually, I just wanted to mention, I did see Gary Moore play with Rush back in the day. He opened up for him and just still remember him sitting on stage just shredding on an acoustic guitar. So good memories of Gary Moore.
Great that you saw that.
Yeah. Hey, you want to get into a little Quiet Riot?
Yeah, hey, definitely. We all enjoyed your great interview with Rudy Sarzo, so let's do it.
Yeah, this is Kevin Dubrow, Randy Rhodes, Quiet Riot. It's not so funny.
That was It's Not So Funny by Quiet Riot featuring another late great guitarist, Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, Randy Rhodes, man. It's interesting because in that interview I did with Graham Oliver from Saxon, now he had toured a lot with Randy back when Saxon was touring with Ozzy on the Diary of a Madman tour, and he mentioned that he doesn't really remember Randy playing the Jackson all that much on stage. He said he usually was playing the Les Paul, so I found that kind of interesting.
Yeah, and what was notable about that was that Graham said that Randy wanted to trade him something for one of his Gibson Vs.
Yes, yep, and he didn't do that. He held on to the V, and I think, you know what he said? Randy wanted to trade him a Jackson for a Gibson V, So it's right. It was kind of interesting. I don't know. You know, it's all he said type of stuff. But he said that, you know, Randy didn't play the Jackson as much as a lot of people think, or implied that at least, you know. So interesting. He was basically implying that Randy was a Gibson guy.
Right, right. And, of course, Gibson right now has the Gibson Custom Randy Rhoads Signature Les Paul out, which is just an amazing instrument, and everybody should definitely go to www.gibson.com to check that out. Yeah, there's a lot of great new Gibson and Epiphone signature models out. We've got the, of course, Randy Rhoads signature model. We've got the Death Clock signature Thunder Horse Explorer, which is very cool, something Brendan Small is involved with. Epiphone has a Slash Appetite for Destruction model, and Joe Bonamassa has a model. So a lot of great new stuff coming out from Gibson and Epiphone.
Cool. And also just wanted to mention that Quiet Riot, we know now that Rudy Sarzo is completely supporting Frankie Benelli's decision to continue the band. So kind of a little cool Talking Metal exclusive that we got there from our Rudy Sarzo interview a few weeks back.
Absolutely, Mark.
So fun stuff. Anyways, guys, thanks so much for joining us. I wanted to quickly mention that Amanda Somerville is doing two shows in Italy on the 15th and 16th of this month. So go to AmandaSomerville.com for more info on that. And our friend Eric is playing in a band called Gypsy Hawk. A lot of you guys know Eric from White Wizard and
Overloaded.
Overloaded. Maybe we'll end with a song by Gypsy Hawk. It doesn't feature Eric on guitar, but it is one of their songs. I guess he just joined the band, from what I understand, or is probably going to be joining the band. And also, John Astronomy back on television, VH1 Classic of all places. What are you doing, John?
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. I participated in a promo shoot for VH1 Classic, and you can see me in the promo packaging for VH1 Classic's Friday Night Rock Block. So check it out.
Cool. Guys, thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Talking Metal. We're going to be back soon with some new interviews. Hopefully we'll get a live show in at some point real soon. This is Gypsy Hawk with Commander of the High Forest. Take care.